Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lurnishmas, Arm Yakushov, Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Wabasra Daf Yud. The Morna Mud Aleph brings the discussion that Tonistrophus HaRosha had with Rabbi Akiva. Tonistrophus tells Rabbi Akiva, Imulukechev Oyev Anim, Miprima Inu Mefarsam. If a Kosh Baruch Hu loves the poor, he should provide them food. Why you go and you give a mitzvah tzedakah and you give food to the honey if a Kosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to them? So Rekiva answers, Kedeshin Nitzel Onu Behem Medina Shekehenim. So we'll be safe from Gehenim. So Tonton is Shofus, Adrabba. That's a tithe on you. Because Bohu doesn't want the poor to have food, and you're giving him food, so you're going against the will of the king. A mashal to a king who put a slave in prison, and he told him nobody should come and give him any food. Someone goes and gives the food, he's defying the rotzen of the king. Answers Rabbi Akiva, that's true if you treat us as avodim, as slaves. But if we treat Am Yisrael as banim, as children, if a king puts his child, his son, into prison, so then Adarab, anybody goes and feeds and gives food to the son, the king is very happy with him. The Beis Halevi in the Drushim, in Drush Aleph, the first Drush of the Beis Halevi, he speaks about the mitzvah of tzedakah. And he speaks about this Gemara. And he starts with a question that the Gemara in Kiddushin brings a machlekes, Ramei and Rabbi Yudah. If Am Yisrael and Golos are called Bonim or Avodim, do we say Bizman Shatem Noyagim Minek Bonim Atem Kurim Bonim? Or even in time Bizman Shein Atem Noyagim Minek Bonim Atem Kurim Bonim? So says the Beis Levi, the answer of Rabbi Akiva Tataris Rafus, that we are like the Bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all works according to Rabbi Meir that says we still consider to be Bonim. But what will Rabbi Yudah say? Rabbi Yudah holds that today in Golos we're not considered to be Bonim, we're considered to be Avodim. Answers the Beis Halevi, that if you look closely at the Gemara, you see that Rabbi Akiva gave two answers to Rishrafus. The first answer was that the reason we feed Anim is because they should not sell Medina Shalgenim. The second answer was that we are Bonim and the king wants us to feed the prisoner. So explains the Beis Halevi, what's the difference between the two answers? The first answer is that Rabbi Akiva is telling Tonistrophus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want to feed that Anim. He loves that Anim. He wants to feed them. But he wants to give us the schus to feed the Ani on behalf of him. So when we're feeding the Ani, we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to feed the Ani, and we're providing the Ani on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that answer, you don't have to come to the fact that we're called Bani. It can be called Avanim. But Ratzon Hashem is that this person should be fed. He's just looking for providers to be the ones that will do it. Only the second answer of Rabbi Akiva saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is putting the Ani in prison, is punishing the Ani, and we're doing a toivah to the king, as like a child of a king being in prison, anybody who provides food for him will be rewarded. Explain to Beis Halevi, what's really the nafkamina between these two answers? According to the first answer, the Ani needs to get food anyway. And if you won't give the food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him. So, somewhere, somehow, the Ani will get food because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning, so to speak, to feed the Ani. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the schus to be the one giving the food to the Ani. The second answer says that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to feed the Ani to a certain extent. He has to be punished. But anybody who anyway goes and feeds him, he's going to be rewarded. So what's the nafkamina between these two answers? Nafkamina is that it brings that some of the poskim want to say that by tzedakah, even if a person does the mitzvah shaloi lishmo, he's not doing it for the right reasons, he's still mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. He says this depends on the two answers. If the pshat is that the Ani is supposed to get the food anyway, just you are the one who's doing it, Shmuel is giving you the schus, so to speak, to be the one who's doing it, so it's like a regular mitzvah. A regular mitzvah you need to have lishmo, you have to do it for the right reason. But if the pshat is that without you, the Ani would not get a food, because he's not supposed to get it. He's a prisoner right now. Just if you give it to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you. So the main point is that the Ani was fed, that the Ani got his food. We don't care what you had in your intentions when you fed the Ani. If at the end of the day he got food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward you. Continues the Beis Halevi and says that in our daf, we have another part. The Gemara says that if a prisoner gives food to the Ani, he's as if he's giving a loan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if the borrower is considered to be a slave to the lender. Says the Beis Levi, that goes only with the first answer. The first answer that says that you anyway, the onion will get his food. Just you're doing a favor, so to speak, and feeding the onion on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that shot in the Pasuk, L'cho Hashem HaTzdaka, U'lonu Boishas Aponim. If the tzedakah is on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on us, meaning you anyway will feed the onion, we're just doing it on your behalf. So then L'onu Boishas Aponim, it's embarrassing if you're not doing it for the right reason, because then we don't get reward for it. But says the Beis Halevi, maybe there's another reason why if a person does Shaloi Lishmo, it's still going to be Mitzvah Tzedakah. Explains that any mitzvah a person doesn't do it Lishmo, doesn't do the right reason, so as if he's Yesh Batal, as if he didn't do anything. So if a person needs to put tefillin, he's not doing it the right way, so he didn't put on tefillin, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. It's as if he was Yesh Batal doing nothing. But by Tzedakah, even if he did it for the wrong reasons, at the end of the day, the Oni did get the food. And the mitzvah is to make sure that the Oni has his food, has his sustenance, has whatever he needs. Right now, even if he didn't do it the right way, the Oni has no need because he did get the food and he did get his clothing. So I'm sure that you don't have to do a lishma even according to the other answer. But in any case, says the Beis Halevi, the difference between the answers will be the answer according to Rameir and Abudo. Rameir says that we could say to be Bonim even today, he will go with the answer that Kishbocha maybe does not want to feed the Oni, but it's as if we're feeding the son of the king. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, then we go with the first answer, that we're just becoming a shliach, we're another conduit to give the food to the honey. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.